Every one of us has memories, some recent, some far off. There are memories of people, memories of events. But when it comes to memories of places, it seems there's one particular location in this city that strikes a chord in the heart of many New Orleanians.
Well, it didn't take me too long when I got to the park after 2001 to really discover that virtually everybody in the city had a memory of City Park. And, they were mostly good memories, but memories nonetheless. And either you went for your first horseback ride, or your dad taught you how to fish there, or you learned how to play golf, or you went to the amusement park, or whatever it was, people had terrific memories.
That's Bob Becker, executive director of City Park. This Buffalo, New York native came here 40 years ago to join the city's urban planning staff and, like so many others, never left. In 2001, he took on another challenge. City Park, at 1,300 acres, is one of the largest public parks in the country, and a site that at the time neither the city nor the state chose to claim.
The issue of who owns and who governs the park has always been a subject for discussion, but it's actually fairly clear. The City of New Orleans owns the land in which the park sits, and the City Park Improvement Association has been vested with the authority by both the city and the state to operate and develop the park, and of course, since Hurricane Katrina, to recover the park.
Now, after 6 long years of quiet determination and serious hard work, the park has reached a new milestone.
Well, in early 2012, we have raised over $100 million for the park's recovery and restoration and implementation of the park's master plan. We decided early on, our board and our staff, that we were not just going to repair the park. We were not just going to fix the park because, frankly, a lot of the park had fallen into disrepair and it wasn't acceptable to fix it. So we decided we were going to fundamentally build a brand new park. So we looked around and decided we needed a plan to recover from, and hit upon a plan that included first trying to clean up. And that was a big effort. Once we did that, then we tried to reopen some of the park's revenue-generating facilities. And actually, the first event that we did was Celebration in the Oaks, which we did right in December of 2005, which is an extremely emotional time for our staff and for people because it was one of the very first things to open after the hurricane, and it gave people someplace to go at Christmas time. It gave them someplace to go with their children and forget their personal issues and enjoy Christmas. And of course, it also helped us because it helped raise money.
One thing we can say about Bob Becker and his board, they never gave up and they did think big. Simply returning to old memories was not their idea of progress.
We've come a long way. We are probably two-thirds of the way of reaching our goal. And we hope to finish the fundraising and finish the park's master plan by 2018, which is the 300th birthday of the city. And we always felt having a completely renovated park with new facilities and some of the old classic facilities that people had come to love would be a great gift to the people of this region on the city's 300th birthday. And while we're not there yet, we've made great progress towards it.
Now, new memories are being made at the park. Plans are in the work for a 36-hole miniature golf course and a second adult championship golf course, as well as a children's water park. It's all about the future. But every now and then, Bob can be forgiven for an occasional recollection of those post-Katrina successes he is especially proud of.
I think the tree planting program, we've planted over 4,000 trees to take the place of those that went down in the storm and subsequent damage. That was really special, too. And I actually think that opening Celebration right in Christmas of 2005 was really something very, very special for our staff in the community because we were fundamentally devastated and could hardly lay our hands on Christmas displays and lighting. And yet we had a huge volunteer effort of people who came out to get Celebration open and to see the looks on people's faces when they came there, really for the first time, maybe for some of them, first time they'd really even been out from damaged property or disrupted lives. That was a very emotional thing for me, something I will always remember.
For more information about City Park's plans for the future, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.